Chapter 6. When the wedding took place 3 weeks later, St. Peter's Church was crowded with a perfect group of elegant people. The service was read in the most impressive manner by the Dean of Chichester. Everyone agreed that they had never seen a more handsome couple. They were more than handsome, however. They were happy. Lord Arthur never regretted for a moment all that he had suffered for Sybil. She gave him the best things a woman can give to any man: worship, tenderness, and love. For them, romance was not killed by reality. They always felt young. Some years later, when two beautiful children had been born to them, Lady Windermere went to visit them. They were now living in Alton Priory. It was a lovely old place that had been the Duke's wedding present to his son. One afternoon, as she was sitting with Lady Arthur under a lime tree in the garden, she took her hostess's hand in hers and said,
"Are you happy, Sybil?"
"Dear Lady Windermere, of course I am happy. Aren't you?"
"I have no time to be happy, Sybil. I always like the person I have met most recently. However, as soon as I know people, I get tired of them. Do you remember that horrible Mr. Podgers? He was a terrible impostor. Of course, I didn't mind at all. Even when he wanted to borrow money, I forgave him. He has really made me hate palm reading. I like telepathy now. It's much more amusing."
"You mustn't say anything against palm reading here, Lady Windermere. It is the only subject that Arthur does not like people to laugh about. I assure you, he is quite serious about it."
"You don't mean that he believes in it, Sybil?
Ask him, Lady Windermere. Here he is."
Lord Arthur approached them with a large bunch of yellow roses in his hand, and his two children dancing around him.
"Lord Arthur?"
"Yes, Lady Windermere."
"You don't mean to say that you believe in palm reading?"
"Of course I do," said the young man, smiling.
"But why?"
"Because I owe to it all the happiness of my life," he murmured, sitting down in a garden chair.
"My dear Lord Arthur, what is that happiness?"
"Sybil,"
he answered, giving his wife the roses and looking into her eyes.
"What nonsense!" cried Lady Windermere. "I never heard such nonsense in all my life.